Hi everyone, and welcome to 1010 Would Recommend with me, Tolly T.
And me, Gina.
I thought I could hold that for longer, but I couldn't. How are you today, Gino?
I'm very well. Mm-hmm. I love what you're wearing. It's made me very happy. For people who are listening, Talani is wearing an all pink suit, would you say?
Or yeah, ensemble? A little cold thing. It looks like pyjamas, but it's not.
Yeah, and you also had an amazing pink jacket. I'm channeling
what's that girl's name? The pink lawyer girl.
Oh, Legally Blonde Woman.
That's the one.
The pink lawyer girl. Somehow I got it though.
Yeah, you know, everybody gets to the pink lawyer girl.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. I was going to start moaning, but I'm really trying to stop. I feel like I've been tired and moody for about 6 weeks straight. But we move.
We do move. We move.
We roll in.
I don't know that song.
Do you know what? I'm actually really excited today because I get to talk about you and...
I know. But there's a lot of things to say. Yeah.
We're not there yet.
Let's try to stick to the format. Okay. We've got to talk about the homework for next week. So those who are dedicated listeners, you may remember that Talani mentioned this show last episode, and that is Made.
Yes.
So I thought, do you know what, babes? Do you know what? Let's actually watch it. I can see that at the moment on this day, it is in the top 10.
So is it trending? Like
people, yeah.
I love when I get to a show before it starts trending.
Yeah, so that you're like the one who knew before it was
cool. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I don't know why it's satisfying, but I love the fact that I was watching this before the rest of the UK's.
Do you know what? You were the first person I knew that had mentioned it. For those who don't know, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what it is. So Made, it's already out. All of it is already out. It's a limited series inspired by the New York Times best-selling memoir by Stephanie Land. And yeah, it's a story of motherhood and survival. And it's also from the producers of Shameless and Promising Young Woman.
Do you know what? That's why I watched it.
Really?
Because they put that in the selling point. Like, I think it was in the credits somewhere before you start watching it. And because I loved Shameless and I've heard really good things about Promising Young Woman, which I haven't seen yet, that's literally why I watched it. Because I felt like it was going to be gritty.
Everyone who hasn't done the homework yet, neither have I. I've only watched one episode of Made. But from the first episode, I can tell it is going to be gritty.
Yeah, it is really gritty. Please watch it, guys.
I will say one thing. This is for next week.
Go on.
All right, fine. Of a first episode, I'll say, this woman is supposed to be going through it, right? Like, she's had a hard growing up. Yeah. Like, her relationship with her mum is not great. Her relationship with her husband's not great. She's too put together for what the story is.
Because sometimes you don't look like what you're going through.
Yeah, but I
look at me right now. Do I look like I'm moody and stressed and unhappy? No. Am I?
That's true. I'm really depressed.
I've cried this morning.
Did you actually?
Fucking hell. Fucking hell. That doesn't show in my face, does it? I haven't slept well in days, but you don't look like what you go through, do you?
We will discuss that after the podcast.
I'm just sitting there like... But I say all that to say,
yeah,
you don't always look like what you're going through.
That's absolutely correct. With all that said, speaking of finding out people's truths and people having a dark side, let's talk about You Season 3. Can you tell people where we're at right now in it for season 3? What's going on with Joe and Love?
Okay, so we're at season 3 and we start with Love is pregnant.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why Joe didn't kill her in the end of season 2.
Yeah, I actually forget what.
Because he was going to...
Next thing you know, they're married in a white woman's house.
He was going to kill her.
Yeah.
But he didn't because she's having his baby. And now they're like, okay, cool. This thing is happening. Mm-hmm. Let's stay together for the child.
Yeah.
Let's move to a different town where no one knows us. We'll be lovely white parents.
Yes, correct.
They bring the baby home and Joe is convinced the baby hates him. Mm-hmm. And genuinely, I don't have anything in common with Joe. Mm-hmm. At all. But I completely got it when he was like, he thinks his baby hates him because that's one of my biggest fears.
Oh, yeah, because your baby could hate you.
I genuinely think I'm going to have a child and what if they hate you?
Yeah.
Like, what if your vibes just don't match?
Yeah, that's true. And the baby can sense that you're kind of giving off bad vibes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, my mom's a moody bitch. She's been a moody bitch for 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks.
Because sometimes I meet children, I'm like, you
Because I don't like kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So what if I don't like my kid? And then my kid doesn't like me.
No, your kid will like you.
How do we find love?
Yeah, I don't know. How? Where do we go from here?
Where do we go?
I can't return you.
When
so.
I'm like, oh, you're a bit of a bad vibes kid.
That's and
he
true.
Thinks, oh, mum's a bit of a bad vibes mum.
He does get through it in the end. I feel like he stops caring so much about that after a while.
Yeah, yeah, he does. Eventually he starts reading the baby books. I think he makes the baby laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't
so
hate
it's going
me.
Well.
As parents, I'm going to say not great.
No.
I'm going to say
not
you
great.
Know, you know what? I think they're good parents.
Really?
I don't think they're bad parents, they're just bad people.
yeah, that's true.
They're
they
just,
are.
Do you know what I mean? They're good for Henry.
Are they?
No, they're Love and Joe are fucked.
All they do Love is kill.
Kill and destroy.
Do you know what's bad?
Kill, steal and destroy.
You will know in it. We're not going to spoil the end, but we have to talk about this. Because the first episode, you're thinking, do you know what? It's all going well. They've moved to this place where everybody's normal, if not a little bit annoying, like whatever, blah, blah, blah. Joe starts fancying off the neighbour.
The neighbour.
This, like, a beautiful, striking blonde woman, whatever. And he starts obsessing over her. Next
do
thing.
Do you know what? When she got in the car the first time, I kept talking out loud while watching it. I was like, oh, Joe's cheating.
Yeah.
But I kind of understood him cheating.
Really?
If there's anybody that you should cheat on,
it should be love. Love is consistently
love
moving
is
mad.
Love is wicked.
Yeah.
I keep telling you, love is wicked. The people them are wicked. And love is the leader of the people them. she's worse than Joe.
Love is worse than Joe. Hands down. And it's annoying because we don't really get to hear much of Love's inner consciousness
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But because we don't get to hear that, it's like Love is in La La Land. Like, she seems to justify all of the weird things that she does.
Yeah.
This girl has killed so many people.
Yeah.
The first episode, everything's going all right, whatever.
No, the way she
Love
deads
finds
up the neighbor.
Out that Joe is having it off with. In fact, he even just
he
kissed her. He didn't even have her. And he wanted to.
That's a redemption for Joe.
Exactly.
Because on normal day, Joe would have beat.
He would have. And he didn't. For once, he didn't stick it in. Next thing you know, Love finds out, she's like, nah. She found the panties.
Yeah, because the thing is...
When did he take those?
Love's problem is that she doesn't like anyone Joe obsesses over.
Yeah.
Because she thinks that's how Joe presents love. And it is. That's how he shows admiration for someone. He kind of gets, like, weird and scary and obsessive.
Yeah.
So as soon as Love's clocked that, she's like, oh no, you ain't.
Yeah, so she just kills the woman.
She just, like...
When Joe is ready to kill someone, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, yeah, kind of justified.
Yeah.
Love will be having a conversation with somebody.
It's a good day.
It will come out that they're an anti-vaxxer. She'll knock them over the head.
Yeah, no, literally.
And you're like, but Love,
it's not up to that.
How do we get here? How do we get here, Love?
And talking about anti-vaxxers, I did like the way they're putting COVID without putting COVID too much. Because what I do hate of new shows and new seasons is I don't want to watch TV with people wearing a mask.
They did that in This Is Us.
Fuck off.
It was a little bit heavy-handed.
Yeah. I don't want to watch people wearing masks. Like, this is my real life already. I don't want to see it on television. Like, you lot isolate together and don't wear a fucking mask on TV. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
So I like that they did it in like little ways. Like, this is the thing that's happened in the world. We'll mention it.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be like living in it.
But yeah, we're not going to overly talk about it or whatever. Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, Love.
Love is mad.
Love is...
I think she's worse than Joe.
Why?
Right, Love will kill people and then put it on Joe to fix it.
Yeah, that is awful. And Joe will be dragging the body like, for fuck's sake. As if he's Hoover in the house.
Yeah. Do you even want to do this? Why do I have to do this? Fuck Love, man.
Yeah. That's true.
But the big problem is in them two is that if they just went with people that they wanted to go with, nobody would have to die.
Yeah.
Why are you staying together and deading off the people?
Why, Love, are you... having it off with the teenage boy. Let's talk about
why
that.
Why is that?
Let's talk about that.
But if Joe cheats on the neighbour now, you kill her. Is it fair? You get to have sex, you had a little kiss.
A tiny little kiss, and to be honest, he deserved it. He deserved to get the dip fondled a bit.
Yeah.
Because you were a bitch.
Yeah.
She is evil.
I definitely think she's worse than Joe. I know you don't.
No,
you're not convinced.
I think I actually am convinced because everything that she has done this season has been absolutely ridiculous. And you're right, she does make Joe fix everything. What do you think about the new characters that we're seeing? Because one of the things that I really, really like about you is that, like, it's not afraid to lean into the kind of satire or ridiculousness of things. So, for example, the neighbour who is, like, the influencer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's a ridiculous character,
but I feel like
the show knows that
and is
aware of what they're doing. Do you know what I mean?
The show is really, really smart for doing things like that. And, like... it does this thing really well with Joe that I think, which is like, it makes you like him a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't think that's good.
I don't fancy him.
The guy that plays, what's in the Penn Badgley, is like, please, don't fancy me.
But do you know what it is? It's because he makes points.
Yeah.
So sometimes when he's like in his mind, and there was a time when he was talking to a bunch of lads and they were just being stupid and he was like, oh gosh, as a species, like men should be abolished. I'm like, point.
That's
and
true.
You know that he does want to change in this season.
He's
he
a really
does want to change
character.
In this season. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he is a really well written character. But
it's the most toxic relationship I've ever seen on screen ever in my life.
It is so bad. It is so bad. And they keep going in between. Like, at one point, they're like, right, we're going to be, well, Joe, because it's his inner thoughts, but he's like, I hate you. I hate you so much. And then he's like, we're actually going to be together and stick together. It's just you and me against the world, despite the fact we're murdering people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, actually, I love Marianne, the black woman.
Okay, so let's talk about her. Because, okay. Right.
Yes.
My thing is, less people would die if Joe stopped fancying other women.
Yeah. So the issue here, and it always goes back to it when it comes to the cheating now, ladies and gentlemen, the issue here is Joe tries to be monogamous and he ain't.
It's not, he hasn't got it in him.
He has not got it in him. He just obsesses over people and then he obsesses over a new person. As soon as he has the person and they're as obsessed with him as he wants them to be, he doesn't like it.
He does like it. But as soon as love finds out that he's obsessed with someone, she kills them.
Exactly. So now he's worried that she's going to kill off Marianne.
How come they haven't gone to jail yet?
This is it.
It's not realistic. You cannot kill this many people and keep getting away with it.
They have killed so many people in that neighbourhood alone. I'm like, is anybody going to notice that they're missing? The anti-vax guy.
No, okay. So we had to talk about this. So Henry, Joe loves the baby boy, catches measles, right?
Yes, correct.
So old school.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe thinks it's because of him.
Yes.
Because he didn't get vaxxed when he was young. I love how they put this little anti-vax, get vaccinated thing in there. But it turns out someone in their neighbourhood who's against vaccines, who didn't vaccinate their kids, took their kids to a party. Knowing that the kids had measles.
Exactly.
So this man's clocked that, you know, oh, he's fucked up, the shit. He's gone to...
Because Henry went to hospital with the baby.
Yeah, Henry was very unwell. So he's going to go see Love, be like, Love, I'm really... I hate that her name is Love.
Me too.
It really pisses me off.
No, but it's really ironic, I think, because every time you say Love is evil, Love is harsh, you're like...
It actually is wicked.
It is wicked.
Like, love the person and love the feeling. Mm-hmm. It's wicked.
Exactly.
So he goes to go see Love and he's like, I'm really sorry. You know, my kids has measles. I don't really agree with vaccination. She's like, okay, cool. Gives him a piece of cake. He goes off. Next thing, bass on his head.
Yeah. And it's like, you know she's going to do it.
I didn't know she was going to do it.
Did you not?
I screamed.
I could see her eyes. Because she was listening to him speak and she was zoning on him. But I was like, oh, she's going to fucking
knock him
over
here.
With a rolling pin.
With a rolling pin. I said, Love, it's not up to that.
Is that?
He could have just been like,
come
you're
on,
a dick.
Love.
I don't want to see you anymore.
Yeah.
But she hits him.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're in the chamber.
The little room that
they have. The room that they do when they kill people.
Yeah.
And people put in boxes. So they're in this box and this man is like, wow, like, forgive me, innit, sort of thing. He's like, just let me out.
So I'm not going to tell anyone.
I'm not
going to
tell anyone.
It's just between you and me.
Between me, blah, 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 blah. And they're trying to, like, they don't believe him. So they're like, okay, we need to dig up a secret about you. Because otherwise, we can't just let you go. Because obviously, Joe and Love are mental people.
Yeah, so they need collateral.
So they found the secret about this man. Turns out his son's a dick.
Yeah.
So... next thing, the man kills himself.
Yeah, that was sad.
This is how evil Joe and Love are.
Joe's just like, look on his phone and he's looking at the camera that looks into the chamber and he's like, oh, no, no. And you're like,
what do you think was going to happen, Joe?
What's happened? And then you obviously see him and you're like, oh, goodness me, that's really sad. But then they have the nerve,
the audacity
to set it up, write a letter and then make the wife find him.
So the whole season is basically them trying to cover up
every murder.
Cover up, especially the murder of the neighbour.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The main murder they're trying to cover up is Natalie, the one who Joe fancied, had a kiss with, and the love kills. But then...
in doing that, they just keep killing.
They just keep killing, slash very severely injuring several different people around the neighbourhood. But somehow, nobody is looking into them.
Yeah, because of this lovely neighbour, so this lovely kid called Henry. Imagine the kind of adult Henry's going to be, boy.
Ooh. I hope if there's another season of this or several more seasons,
they go years ahead.
And what's Henry going to be like?
I'm going to be a bad boy killer, you know?
It is mad. I just feel like we did sort of brush over Love having it off with this Theo.
Who is the stepson of the neighbour she killed.
Yes, correct.
Love is on some shit.
Love is so effed. And I just feel like she's such a hypocrite because it's just like, you can't let Joe have a couple kisses, but you are genuine. You have actually had sex with
in
this
the
boy.
Park. That's what it
yeah,
is.
That's
about.
What
that's
it was.
That's what it is. It's just so childish.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we all get it. We had sex in the park as teenagers, but not with a teenager as an adult. No one had three homes. We didn't have a home to go to.
We didn't have a home.
Where else did you have
sex? And nobody was having sex in our parents' houses.
We didn't have a car to have sex with. It was the park. I'm not alone.
So I
heard. You did it too. My friends did it. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me either. But I heard that.
But so she, as an adult, no, I'm not having sex in the park again.
Yeah. I ain't going
apparently.
Back.
Going back there.
Apparently.
We all work now. There's hotels. There's motels, Holiday Inns. Why in the park?
Yeah, she didn't need to do that.
And then she makes up this lie about like, oh, I'm just going to like flirt with him to Joe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ugh, love needs to get killed.
Yeah, I want her the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I want her dead.
Earliest convenience.
I want her dead because she is awful. And I feel like Joe, she's actually bringing Joe down. Do you know how evil you have to be that Joe looks like an angel in comparison to you?
Mm-hmm.
Again, a very well-written character, though. It takes some skill to write a character who is even more wicked than Joe.
Yeah.
And makes you want to root for Joe.
Yeah, I just want Joe to leave her and be happy.
That's it. Were you feeling like that in season one?
No, it's true. Yeah. I reckon if he got off with the library woman and got to be happy, all will be well.
That library woman deserves way better than Joe. Is that a joke?
I had this thing about fixing men.
No, we're not going to go back here again because absolutely not. And you know what? It's that a couple episodes, I asked you, oh, Joe, you're like, no, that's too far for me. Now, all of a sudden.
Now I've seen the whole of season three, I reckon with God and guidance.
With God and guidance.
I could change
and
Joe.
A little bit of Talani in his life.
I could change Joe. I could make him a better person.
You think you could make a homicidal murderer a house husband?
Yeah. And he has a little side job in the library. He's cute.
Best of luck to you, I reckon.
But yeah, if you haven't already, finish season three
of
You and talk to us about it. I genuinely want to see what everyone thinks because it's some shit.
Yeah, and I want to see, like, watching it again just remind me how much I love you. Like, it's so easy to watch. Every episode kind of ends in a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. I just love it.
There's not many shows that still get on the TV. It's like...
Yeah, exactly.
And that You does that every single time.
Every single time.
Like, I was shouting. What's wrong now? What's like? Come on.
Yeah, that's what it is that it's just actually very stressful because you're thinking,
but yeah, in a weird way, I kind of wanted them to get away with it.
Did you?
It's weird. It messes with your psyche.
It does.
But yeah, 10/10 would recommend that.
That was the homework for this week. Catch up, let us know, tweet us.
Yeah, talk to us about it.
And Penn Badgley, if you're watching this, you're a phenomenal actor.
You're a great actor, but I don't fancy Joe. You, however. Kidding.
So let's talk about the recommendations for our themed week.
What's the theme this week? My theme music has got worse.
Your theme music. There was one episode where it was really good. It's just gone really.
Yeah.
So I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
A slightly tangential themed week, I think. I'm just going to say
we are reaching. We are running out of dates, guys. And we are reaching for a date.
So here's what it is.
Okay.
21st of October is Back to the Future date. Now, unfortunately for both Talani and I, neither of us have actually seen Back to the Future.
I feel like I can hear people screaming at us.
And I understand that for the fact that we run a TV and film.
What's the guy called? Something Wheelie. The main character, what's his character called?
Isn't it Michael J. Fox in it? And he plays Marty McFly or something?
Oh, who the hell is Wheelie?
Anyway, so today is the day in the film where they go to the future. So we are going to be recommending some classic films.
Explain the date to me. Sorry, I don't understand it.
Okay, but you haven't seen Back to the Future,
He mention a date in the film?
Yeah. And then on that day, they go back to the future. Well, they go to the future, they don't go back. They be going there. They go there on this day.
We clearly haven't seen the film.
Yeah. Anyway, look, the tangential link is Back to the Future is a classic film.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to recommend you some more classic films that you can watch on Netflix.
That is a reach.
We've reached for less. So
I'm really bad. There's loads of films that I feel like I should have watched that I just really haven't.
This was going to be my question to you.
Yeah.
My question to you, T, is... what is the classic film that everyone's seen that you're most embarrassed that you haven't seen?
I reckon Star Wars and them, man, you know.
Is it?
Because I'll never watch it.
Have you ever lied about having seen any of the classic films?
No.
Really?
No.
You just stand in your truth?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen that.
And what about to men? You don't lie to men?
No.
Really?
That's make me cool. That, because they'll start talking about some Darth Vader character and I'm just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my
yeah,
God.
He's cool.
Yeah,
yeah. Crazy. He only does that flip.
Yeah. You're so crazy.
Oh my God, wow.
He took off the mask.
Yeah, yeah, and he kissed that girl. Also, another film that I haven't watched that is a classic and someone's trying to convince me to watch is The Matrix.
I actually just started. So all three of the Matrix films are on Netflix. Yes. And I watched the first two. And I'll be honest, once I watched the first one, I was like, wow, all of the cultural references yes. make sense now. You should watch it. Matrix is really good. Watch the first one.
I know everyone, like this person's really trying to convince me on The Matrix, like put me on like to like random YouTube clips about like, oh, yeah, and here's it. The Matrix.
It's
and
good.
I definitely want to watch it.
My recommendation for this week, classic film, is, have I ever spoken about The Truman Show on this podcast?
No, not that I remember. Maybe you have.
I probably have, but here we are again. So it stars Jim Carrey, you know, guy in the mask and all them other men.
Gets lost.
Because you haven't seen a lot of classic films and he's
so
in a lot
I wouldn't
of classic
know who
films.
Jim Carrey
okay,
is.
So what film's he been in?
The one with the mask.
He's fucking...
Is that not Jim Carrey?
I just said that.
Sorry. The one... Oh, and isn't that Jesus film? When he goes to heaven.
Oh, Bruce Almighty.
That's the one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I know
yeah.
him.
In my opinion, another classic film. I love that film. Okay, so Truman Show, you should definitely watch this. I know you won't, but it is good.
Okay.
I feel like this is kind of like a Black Mirror type show before Black Mirror even came around in that it's basically this guy and he's got a lovely wife, he's got a nice job, he's got his best friend, blah, blah. And then he slowly starts to notice that things are weird and that every single day, everything that happens is like the exact same, like it's on, like it's almost on a loop.
Yeah.
The same bike goes around at the same time, the car, like whatever. And he's like almost can predict it. And he's like, what the hell is going on? Comes to find out now he is on a TV show. And that the whole time, literally since he was a baby, people have been watching him. It's like Big Brother, but since he was a child. And people tune in to watch The Truman Show every day or whatever. Yeah, it's a fucking great idea.
Well,
really great idea.
Right,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it's kind of like about him finding that out. And then he decides to leave the show. They trained him to have a fear of water, I think, so that he doesn't go to the edge of the... water because that's where the set ends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he like gets over it, whatever, and it's all like stormy. They're trying to put him off and like do all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets to the end and then he basically leaves the show.
Okay.
Oh, for those who want to watch it, I'm really sorry. That
you
was
literally told the whole story.
That was the whole story. But you should have watched it, so it's kind of on you. But there's loads of classic films on Netflix. Honestly, just type classic films.
What would I recommend as a classic?
About half an hour ago.
Do you know what I have watched? I think I've watched all the classic Black films.
Yeah, you definitely have. You've watched more than me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I used to do a thing every Sunday where I'll just watch a classic Black film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I've done most of them.
What would you class as a classic Black British film? Do we have those? Since it's still Black History Month. I'll take zero Black British films for 50, please. We've got none.
So the only one I can think about is the one, I think, written by Zadie Smith.
Okay.
Channel 4 wheel it out every Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
White Teeth.
White Teeth.
I don't know if that would be a classic.
Neither do I. I just feel like what I'm trying to think, I can think of so many Black American classic
films. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like Boys in the Hood, which is on Netflix. Not me doing the promotion.
Which is on Netflix.
So Ego as well.
But I can't think of any for Black Brit. That's sad.
Okay, a question. What makes a film a classic?
It's got to be old. At least.
But there's plenty of
25
old films.
Years old.
No, but wait, there's plenty of old films that are not considered classics.
It's got to be, okay, at least 25 years old.
Okay.
Have either mainstream success or...
critically acclaimed.
Yeah, or critically acclaimed slash have done something, impacted the culture in some way.
Okay, so in 25 years from now, what film would be considered a classic? I think Moonlight will be.
Oh, yeah, Moonlight.
I think
Moonlight's
Moonlight
a classic right
will
now.
Be considered a classic in 25. Because it is now, but in 25 years' time, without a doubt, will be considered a classic.
Yeah.
What else would you say?
I reckon all of the Christopher Nolan films.
Name one.
To reiterate, I hate being friends with Talani so
one.
Much. Inception.
Right, okay.
Or Tenet. Or I think he also did Shutter Island. I might have actually made that up. But anyway, basically, bare films with Leonardo DiCaprio in, I reckon, are going to be classics. But Inception for sure. Okay, we're going to wrap it up here because we could be talking about classic films forever. But whilst we're on that topic, everyone, tweet us what classic film would you recommend and how do you measure what is a classic film to you?
I'm going to recommend Annie.
Okay.
The original.
Yeah, which is on Netflix.
Which is on Netflix and, of course, is the classic.
Yes, that's a good one.
Even though the one of Jamie Foxx, years later, was also good.
It was actually also
I really
good.
Enjoyed it.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, that's
but
true.
Yeah, I think the classic is worth watching.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar. There's lyrics.
Thank you so much, everyone, for watching. Thank you for listening to 1010 Would Recommend. If you want to hear more of Talani's beautiful singing, you can follow her at Tolly_T. Or you can follow me at SmileGina, G-E-N-A. And you can follow at...
Keep talking, it's background music.
You can follow Netflix at Netflix UK on all platforms and at Netflix on TikTok. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Bye.